Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You'll never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we love.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Rocks Thursday night footy.
Yes, indeed. Rugby league, the game that keeps on giving. It's a big news night ahead of the Broncos versus the Panthers to kick off round six of the 2021 NRL Telstra Premiership. We do it for Canadian Club. That's NRL primetime. When did beer move in? Evict your beer fridge and refill it with Canadian Club. Wendell Saylor, hello to you.
Good evening, Dan. Great to be here tonight. My Broncos up against the Panthers. I've had a great week. The Masters wasn't what I thought it was, but, you know, just good to be back.
You're wearing a green T-shirt, though, so in the spirit of the Masters.
Yeah. Some of the big stars didn't really finish up, but I'm happy.
And it's a treat here.
Yes.
The great Benji Marshall. Normally South are playing on Thursday night or Friday night,
yes,
but you're on a Saturday this week, so here you are. Gerds will be on Sunday, a bit of a swap between you two, so welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Looking forward to it tonight. Teaming up with the great team again. Great Dan, second-rate Wendell, but no, I'm happy to be here. It's good. What's wrong, mate?
He's still good to beat you in golf those three times.
All right. You got
now, you two of the greatest Broncos of all time.
Yeah.
Are you giving your Broncos a chance tonight, Benji Marshall?
Look, I think they'll be better than last week, but I don't know, man. It's tough. Penrith have just been on fire, you know, and probably been the form team of the competition, and I just can't see the Broncos beating them tonight.
Okay, I'll ask you this way, Dell. The start is about 28 with Ladbrokes. Yep. Do you think Brisbane can get inside the start?
I think they can because they play well for about 25, 30 minutes, but they got to do something different tonight, like play for like 60, 70 minutes or go with them for 80. That's the big, I think, especially for someone like Kevy. You know, he's obviously a proud Bronco, but the guys at the moment, they're not mentally tough enough at the moment, you know. They've got, you know, some good players there. But anyway, as an ex-Bronco, I don't want to bag him, but I just want to see him play for 70 or 80 minutes.
Well, we all do because we're going to have a contest tonight, especially against a team that once they get going, they're impossible to stop. We go now down to the sideline here at Suncorp where Ben Dobbin joins us. It's been a busy day for you too. Hello, Dobbo.
Yeah, g'day, Dan, Benji, Dell. How are we? Beautiful night in Brisbane. Not a cloud in the sky. It was 29 degrees in the River City and it'll be around 21 degrees for kickoff. A late change, which we all thought. Jesse Arthurs is out. David Mead moves in off the wing to the centres. Corey Oates wearing number 21. So that will strengthen them a little bit, having Corey Oates back in there. His form in the Intra Super Cup for the South Logan Magpies has been unbelievable. And when you talk about South Logan Magpies, that's the big news today. Brisbane will have Carmichael Hunt, who last played for the Brisbane Broncos in 2009 as part of their training squad from next Monday onward. Now, the NRL have this new rule that they can have a player after round 11 to trial and train. So Carmichael Hunt will not play for Brisbane prior to that, but he will be there from Monday on as they try to get him back into some sort of, he's in pretty good nick, but in condition to sort of come there. Now, I spoke to Brisbane Broncos officials today. They said he is probably going to play in the halves if he plays or come off the bench, but he adds some more experience that they are seriously lacking in that back line at the moment. And Dell and Benji both obviously have played for this great club, but a back line of Dearden and Croft, you know, Meade, Kenner, Xavier Coach, Corey Oates and Jermaine Azarco isn't there, and I'm not being critical of these players, but it has nowhere near the star power that you expect the Brisbane backline to have. So Carmichael Hunt, does he make a difference? Who knows, but he will be back at Red Hill from Monday on.
What do you reckon, boys?
Oh, look, I think you should answer it because, mate, you're a half. You know what he can bring to a team. You can see all those other young halves around him, and Milford's 26. What do you think?
Well, he'll just bring a bit of calmness about him, you know. He'll bring to the side a bit of experience. You know, he hasn't played in the NRL for a long time.
2009, Bench.
Well, it's not all about the play, what he's going to do playing, you know. It's about what he's going to bring off the field for some of those guys and hopefully just rub off experience-wise on some of them. And I think, you know, Dobbo just talked about it. They are lacking a lot of experience there, but what Carmichael brings is a toughness. You know, he runs hard, tackles hard, so he could play 5-8, centre, fullback, wing, whatever it is, and he'll come in and do a job.
I think the fullback game, I think it's changed a bit. You'd know more than me. I don't know if he'd have the legs to play fullback. I reckon they need him in the halves, you know, just to go the line, show a bit of courage, get his body in front, because for me, that's what I see with the Broncos. They don't want to get their bodies in front.
I remember interviewing him a few years ago, and I found him to be one of the most interesting, intelligent footballers I've ever spoken to. But Dobbo, he has a track record off the field. I know that's in the past, that's years ago, but did that come into consideration at all? It's not the cleanest record coming in.
No, but I don't, if we're fair, that was in the past and it was under a different code, and obviously he's been to the Waratahs, and look, he's been unbelievable at South Logan.
No, that's fair.
Make no mistakes Makes no mistakes about it. Brisbane do their due diligence on every player. Now, whether or not you like it or not, some of them have performed badly under the Broncos banner. My understanding, and I spoke to rugby officials today and blokes who have been involved with the Waratahs and the Reds, and look, we all know he's passed, but they said he is unbelievable around the younger group. He has been a real leader on and off the field. He's tried to turn his life around. Rugby league is—it's the game of forgiveness. We all know.
Here we are. We're a second chance society. Rugby league.
So, or third, or fourth.
Yeah.
So if that's the way that they're going to go, I think, you know, great. I worry at 34 years of age, and Dylan, Benji, you know this better than most. At 34, playing the way the speed of this game is now, he hasn't played since 2009 rugby league, and that was a prelim here at Suncorp Stadium. His last game was. I mean, it's going to be difficult to get that match fitness. Intra Super Cup is a step backwards from NRL at this elite level.
Yeah, I reckon it'll take him a bit of time to ease into it, you know. And that's the thing. If you're talking about value for money, like, he's not going to be an expensive contract.
That's
for
right.
As on Broncos, yeah. So it's going to be cheap as chips to get something that you don't have there. You don't have his experience. You don't have what he's done in the game. And for some of those young guys there, what he can achieve, he's not going to be expected to come in and play 80 minutes and save their season. They wouldn't be signing him for that.
Didn't I read somewhere, sorry, Benj, Dobbo, that they have to bump someone from the top? They've filled their top 30,
They have one spot left, and that was going to be for Billy Walters. Now, Billy Walters, my understanding, isn't coming from the West Tigers. It was always on the proviso that that Billy Walters was going to fill that spot, and there was a lot of conjecture around that. My understanding is that is now off the table this year at this stage. So,
right.
Potentially, you know, Carmichael Hunt could fill that spot. But Brendan Piakura today was signed as well. So they've kept one of their young gun edge forwards, so Piakura. So they thought they were going to lose him to Canterbury, and there was interest from other clubs. They've had to pay more than they probably wanted to, so potentially he goes into the 30. I don't know around the machinations around what their roster, 30 roster, but that was one of the sticking points. So if they have tipped him in there, they haven't got a spot, and he would be on the trial and train from round 11.
All right, beautiful. Good work, Dobbo.
Join you, Dobbo.
We'll speak to you during the night here on Triple M Footy, which we do for Ream Hot Water and for Macca's, prime time for Canadian Club. So that's the Broncos. The big story of the week was the Sharks. John Morris punted unceremoniously, cruelly, some might say. He has spoken today for the first time. This is with Channel 9's Danny Widler.
Quite devastating, to be honest. Quite surreal, actually. You know, I didn't think I'd be in this position.
I can hear some emotion in your voice.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is tough to take. I love this club. I've, you know, given the last 10 years of my life to the club. Had big plans for the club.
Morris has been fighting for his spot for months. He had a meeting with club boss Dino Mezzatesta on Monday. The lack of transparency in that meeting has embarrassed the club.
That meeting you had, I want to make it very clear, you came out of it positive, correct?
Well, yeah, I think I used the words to you, Daniel, was encouraging. So, you know, the door was left open. Now, I don't want to, you know, question the club and what happened, but, you know, within sort of 24 hours of that, I was terminated.
When you heard Craig Fitzgibbon was coach, did you want to keep on coaching?
Of course I would. You know, Danny, I'm certainly not a quitter. I wasn't going to quit on this playing group. And I said as such to the boys, you know, Monday morning that I'm here for the long haul.
John, do you know why you were sacked?
It's not too clear with me at the moment, but...
Did you ask?
Yeah, I asked questions around it, but I felt that the decision was made.
Are you disappointed by the whispering campaign now that's being launched, which is targeting you or trying to expose some frailties or some weaknesses?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. I think, you know, we've just got to move on now, Danny. It's, you know, I don't want to be a distraction to the playing group.
You couldn't attract players to the club, a criticism of you.
Yeah, I think that's an unfair criticism, Danny. We didn't have a salary cap to go out into the market, simple as that.
All right, that was Danny Widler on Channel 9 getting that exclusive there. Your reaction, Wendell, to the last few days?
Yeah, look, I feel for the guy. Look, I just thought he'd done enough to warrant another couple of years. The way the players talk about him, look, I know they haven't really beaten a top four side, and in that top eight, there's some sides that don't beat, but...
Who cares?
Yeah, no.
He made the semi-finals. Yeah, there are eight other teams that didn't make the semis for 2 years.
Yeah.
And there were coaches that are still coaching that haven't made the semis for a few years. Like, seriously, who cares if you don't beat top eight teams? That's not the point. But they were playing semi-final football. You know, he did nothing wrong. Obviously, he'd be disappointed, and we heard all those things that he said on there, but his coaching style and tactics can't be questioned because he got results. So that'll hold him in good stead for whatever his next job is, you know?
It's funny. A couple of things they did against the Roosters really troubled them on the weekend. He out-coached Robinson with a couple of things.
I know they didn't win, but they were 9 minutes away from being the... Well, they were the best team on the night.
Yeah.
The Roosters, through Sam Walker, made a miracle and came back.
Yeah. The Roosters found something. But Sharks should have closed that out.
I'm staggered there, listening to that, that he was sacked immediately. I had the assumption that he rightly would have said, you know what, you don't want me next year, let's break it off now, which would have been totally understandable. But going by that from Danny Widler, they've punted him. They've sacrificed their season, the Sharks. That's the thing 100%. I don't understand, Dale, is that they've got a decent team.
They have.
They've competed with the Roosters. They've competed with Canberra. They should have taken Canberra to Golden Point.
Yep.
They keep knocking off the bad teams.
Yes.
Like, they're on a trajectory to at least go very close to the top eight.
I agree. Look what they did to the Dragons in the first round. It's the only game that the Dragons have lost.
Yeah.
And they look good, and they've got, I think Sean Johnson's about to come back. So, mate, if I'm him, I'm disappointed too. Mate, I knew that. I thought, you know, when he walked away, I thought, mate, he wouldn't have walked away, because if you know John Morris, obviously you play with him, he's a good mate of yours, Benji. But you just know the person that he is. Let the bloke coach the rest of the season. The way he came in and took over a couple of years ago, he's done an outstanding job.
And an opinion for what it's worth. The piece yesterday written by Paul Kent, it was fantastic journalism to get that story. Someone obviously came to him. I would say this. If you're a Sharks person, you're going to leak that stuff. If you're going to scorch the earth for John Morris, if you're not only going to sack him, but you're going to make it harder for him to get a... Put your name to it. Have the decency 100%. And the courage to put your name to that stuff. Now, Kenty looks great because he has got a wonderful story. And the detail of what was outlined to him was phenomenal reading. But I just, it just goes along with the Sharks management, which is hiding, and apparently said to John Morris on Monday, according to Morris, hey, you're the front runner for next year. And then 24 hours later, he's not only not coaching next year, he's not coaching at all.
Ruthless, huh?
There's a gutless mob there that, I tell you, needs to be called out. We got more news on the way. After this, the Roosters' left field signing or attempted signing an All Black star for this year, for now. We'll tell you after this what's going on. Triple M, it's Thursday night football ahead of the Broncos and the Panthers. Ream Hot Water and for Maccas.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Start of another big weekend here on Triple M footy as we do it for Canadian Club. That is NRL primetime. When did beer move in? Evict your beer fridge and refill it with Canadian Club. I've got the cans, Wendell.
Oh, so good.
Mate,
delicious.
Absolutely. And Benji Marshall here as well. You ever had a Canadian Club?
Yeah, I like them out of the bottle.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Each to their own. Each to their own.
Yeah.
But you got to be different. Good on you.
Yeah. Always.
So. Different
games, boring, mate.
Broncos Panthers tonight, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Newcastle versus Cronulla. That's a fascinating game. The start of the week, you would have thought Newcastle were the story there with their flogging at the Gold Coast and the coach blowing up. But now the focus will be on the Sharks, and apparently Ronaldo Mulitalo is out, so all sorts of reshuffles there. Connor Tracy, a 5'8", is going to start on the wing.
Okay.
So they're filling holes desperately there. Saturday afternoon, it's Manly and the Titans from Mudgee. That'll be our call with Sturlo, Wendell and Maroon. So, Wendell, you'll be doing that one.
Yeah, can't wait.
The return of the turbo.
Yes.
And Benji misses out on the Cowboys-Bulldogs game, one of the games of the season.
That could be anything. You just you don't know.
You don't know what? Yeah. It's going to be in it, strangely, and it's a desperate game. Honestly, it'll be as desperate as any game this year. Because
Taumalolo's back.
Taumalolo's back. I bet it's a fascinating game, Dil.
Yep. I'm taking your word for it, Dan.
Oh, you're with me.
Huh?
It says here, are you with me?
No.
Oh, Gordy's back.
Gordy's back, mate.
And Gerds is back as well.
Mate, yes.
And the King is on the sideline.
Yes, imagine that.
Wally Lewis is on the sideline.
How good.
And that call coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, so this broke on TV New Zealand late this afternoon regarding the Roosters.
This one definitely came out of left field, but sources on both sides of the Tasman have confirmed the Roosters have reached out to All Black TJ Perenara. Now, it's a call that would usually be met with a thanks, but no thanks. However, we keep hearing from New Zealand Rugby that they aren't exactly jumping at the chance to sign him and bring him home from Japan, so this is a nice option to have up his sleeve. So talks are now progressing with the Roosters. It's understood they want to play him at hooker, which would be a bold move given he has no real previous rugby league experience. However, it's something that his family is really keen to see. He comes from a strong rugby league family. His father Thomas played for the Junior Kiwis. His uncle Bernie is a championship winning coach here in the Auckland club competition, and of course Bernie's son Henry is an NRL referee. Now again, whether or not he signs with the Roosters, we will see. But TJ Perenara is looking for a new home and is seriously considering the NRL.
Yeah, Rudy had that as well. All right, who is he, Benji? And would he be a good purchase?
He's played for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Halfback for All Blacks, number 9. He played for the Hurricanes. And he just talked about his family. I knew that growing up he played rugby league and he had a massive interest in the game. He follows the Kiwis around and used to mess us all the time. But he loves the game of rugby league and he understands it pretty well. And if there was a position I would say he'd probably fit, it would be hooker. And I reckon he'd fit into the Roosters system too.
Is that because a half in rugby so often behind the ruck and maul and the scrum that you're essentially almost in that sort of quasi dummy half role anyway?
Well, yeah, he's the best passer in the game at 9. You got the best pass on you, and then not only that, TJ's strength is his running game. So off the back of the new rules with momentum and the hookers getting out and running, he's got a great ability to get out of there and put his forwards onto the ball and also run the footy. But he's actually really tough guy, and I think he'd go pretty good.
He's only 29, Del, so
that's a question.
It's not as if he's an old man, 35 and just...
36.
Talking about you.
Oh,
I was saying they're just plucking some bloke out for one last paycheck.
No, they would have done their homework. And don't forget, Michael Checker.
Yes.
He's on the coaching staff too, so they would have done their homework. And as you said, Benji, playing that role or utility role, probably perfect for him. As I said to Benji before, I said, mate, what's his defence like? He goes, mate, he's a pretty good defender.
He's tough.
Yeah,
he can tackle.
And everything else that Benji said, and that's why he can break it down more than me. But, mate, you put someone like him in that system, mate, it wouldn't take that long.
Well, you've got Jake Friend gone. He's retired.
Verrills is still a couple of weeks away.
He's still a couple. Freddie Lussick he got himself.
Six to eight weeks.
Thank goodness for the Roosters, that kid Ben Marshke
got off
the crusher tackle. We used suspicious words.
They've found Bradley in there before, but takes away from their game.
I think he's too big now, and I think, he's come too fast.
I think you'll find, Del, most clubs that fight the crusher tackle win.
Okay.
That is a gross generalisation.
Not many fight it, though. Not many fight it.
Yeah.
That often.
And that's the whole point of the judiciary system. They don't want you to fight it.
They're trying to get out of the game, too.
I understand. No, but in general, that's why we have the system with the point system, where if you fight and lose, it gets bumped up usually by a week. So success there for the Roosters, and they needed that because they are running short on number 9s. Josh Maguire joins the Dragons. What do you think, Dil?
I'm not sure if he's what they needed. He'll offer him something. It's only 2 years. I don't know. I think he needed a change more than anything else, but they're going along just nicely at the moment. But, he'll bring a bit of aggression to that team.
Do they need that?
Oh, I don't know. Well, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen, they're an aggressive pack, and Paul Vaughan's found something now, and they compliment each other. But, I'm not going to follow Anthony Griffin. He just seems to know what he's doing at the moment.
If you notice what Josh Maguire said the last couple of games after the Cowboys games about the standards that they're holding themselves to, the team to, and he was bringing up how it wasn't good enough, and he was sick of it. what Josh, and I played with Josh at Brisbane, what his strengths are is he drives standards within an organisation. So for the Dragons, they do have a lot of young guys in the forward pack. Yep. He can come in there and he doesn't have to play big minutes.
That's it.
He doesn't have to come on and be the origin player, but he can drive the standards there. And the guys like Blake Laurie, those young guys, Kerr and that coming through, he can push them and drive what they need to do to get the best out of those guys.
Actually, can I ask you this question? I don't want to get off topic, but you know, you said the same thing about Anthony Milford, and Anthony Milford wasn't driving that standard as well.
About what he needs?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point. Like, you need to be able to step up and do that. So, Josh, like, he's a grub. Everyone knows he's a grub.
When he's in your team,
you want him.
It's the best.
You want him. You want to play with him, not against him.
Someone on the Dragons said it the other day.
He'll lift them.
Yeah. One of the Dragons boys that interviewed me said, "Oh, you know, it was Trent Merrin said, you know, we know he's aggressive and tough, and you know, we all know he's a grub, you know."
But you can never ride off the guy who's looking for a second chance, too.
Yeah. Yes,
he's going to bring the energy point and he's going to bring something.
Do you worry about Anthony Milford?
I do, for his mental state. That's more than anything. I mean. So, just the constant talk. The last 4 years he's been blamed for their lack of success. Whenever they have a bad game, it falls on what he does or doesn't do. And, you know, I do feel bad for that part of it. But on the other side, like, for the coaches, like, they got to find the best way to get the best out of him, right? And Anthony's not an organising half. He's not a halfback. He's not a big talker. He's a great run of the footy and a guy who you can, off the back of your shifts.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you do is you put someone who can play seven around him to control the game. Anthony does 90% of Brisbane's kicking.
Yes.
He shouldn't be doing any of the kicking. That should be a halfback's job.
Yeah.
He should be playing second receiver off the back of it and putting his outside backs away. At the moment, he's playing a role that's not Anthony.
Yeah.
So if he had an Adam Reynolds type on his outside,
if he had Adam Reynolds, I've got no doubt he'll go back to where he was.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
So even in 2015, let's be honest, in that grand final, he was the best of the field.
Yeah. He would have won Clyde Churchill.
If they won.
And you could have made a case that he should have won it anyway.
That's right, yeah.
But anyway, but he was superb.
Yeah, he was great.
But
I can't believe he's only 26.
Yeah, I know.
He's been around that long. I remember coming through, when he's come through Canberra, he played fullback, and
you know,
I love it.
You know what you do now? Because if you earn $1 million, the expectation goes to another level. Yeah. Just sign for $975. Then people are not calling you a $1 million player. As soon as you get that million tag, the expectation gets higher. Well, he's on $1 million, he should be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're worth whatever club wants to pay you.
Yep.
He's done well financially, but geez, I'd love to see him get back to playing some good
football. Do you think he needs to move for his own? Like, I know he's got his family there.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Right, I think this week about him being put back to reserve grade is all about his confidence, right? Go back there, have some fun, enjoy it, get away from this. Okay. Whatever happens with our game, I reckon they'll bring him back next week.
Okay.
I don't think they will. I think he'll spend a couple of weeks down there.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he's their best player. He hasn't been, but he's their most dangerous player.
Should he be fullback?
Oh, I think he should. Take all the pressure off him and he just focuses on running.
Does he have the engine, though?
Of course he does,
okay,
mate. You train hard enough. Like,
yeah.
He's playing 5'8". You do probably 1 kilometre less than a fullback does at 5'8".
God bless Jermaine Isaaco, because he's been one of their better players.
He can play anywhere.
But what I'm saying is, if Milford was to fire at fullback, that's a totally different proposition. Oh,
absolutely.
All right, we're solving the problems of the world here. Let's take a break. We've still got a bit to get through. We're only 20 minutes away from kickoff here at Suncorp Stadium on a beautiful night. Typical Queensland. Triple M rocking your Thursday night football for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, Mac, good night. Well, any night's a good night for Maccas. And just like a game of footy, the Maccas new McSpicy has some serious kick. And Ream Hot Water, built tough for Aussie conditions when it comes to water heating. You know what to do. You ask your plumber to install the Ream. And Canadian Club bring us prime time. Don't forget that competition on the Triple M win page. You've got Benji, you've got Wendell Saylor, Ben Dobbin with us tonight, Dan Ganane as well. Teams warming up. Penrith in those, they almost look like chocolate soldier soccer shirts, don't they? they're warm-up shirts, but they certainly stand out. Benji, as a man who, as a young player, you were very confident, borderline cocky, would you say? What do you make of the Panthers and their exuberance that they are showing when they enjoy their victories?
Yeah, I was definitely cocky.
I wanted to say that, but
it was an air of confidence that I had to have, that I felt like I needed to play well. I had to have that confidence to be able to do that, you know. And just going off the Penrith stuff and that, I actually love the way they play. I love the way they celebrate their tries and that. But that little incident on the weekend, I didn't feel was necessary.
Yeah,
you know, there's a way to celebrate tries and that, and all good. But
that's Crichton dragging Tarpany.
Yeah. And look, and people have talked about it. But if that happened back in Wendell's day, someone like Shane Webke would have just grabbed him and punched him straight in the face.
I agree.
You can't punch anymore, you know. But if that happened back in the days, I'm telling you, those old boys would have just been straight into it.
Yeah.
So Wendell, you the master of confidence, and you love.
Oh, it's the master of cocky.
Okay. I was nice to you. I said borderline cocky.
Let's settle down.
But you were cocky. And you love, you know, a bit of chirp.
Yeah.
Can it backfire?
It can, but it also gives you the confidence to back yourself. You know, if you're going to put it out there. And Wayne used to let me do what I had to do in turn if that I had to back it up. He didn't mind if I went out there and talked myself up and not so much put pressure on the team, but if I talked myself up and stuff, I'd have to go out there and back it up. But then if I didn't, mate, don't worry. He'll get me in front of the team and just absolutely roast me. So then I obviously knew the balance where to go. And Ivan Cleary's done the right thing too. He doesn't think it's arrogant, but they're a confident team. Sure, they lost the grand final. People going, oh, mate, why are they carrying on like they are? Mate, I love seeing the way they play. They're a football team that's enjoying the way that what they're doing.
But is that not a fair question? They haven't won anything yet.
Yeah.
They keep winning. They've won 20 regular season games in a row. They're the best team in the comp.
Yep.
But is that not a fair point to say, well, hang on, guys, win something first before you start yahooing.
But to win something, you've got to build that confidence. You've got to know what you got. So you're building towards something. You know, like, what were the Broncos?
Too?
Remember the Broncos? Early when I first got there, I couldn't believe, because I didn't drink in my early years. I wish I would have stuck to it. Mate, we used to, when we got on the plane in Brisbane, because we're sponsored by Powers and that, mate, we used to take our own cartons of alcohol away with us. So we'd be walking in, and you'd have like six, like a boombox. Mate, how arrogant is that?
That's arrogant.
Mate, go back and look at the old clips of that. And I couldn't believe it. I was going, mate, why? And then after the sure enough, we very rarely lost.
Wasn't anyone that went to North Queensland or the Gold Coast will take their white shoes
and
their jeans?
Back you're going out close.
It's called them the Justins, just in case. You know what I loved about what happened with Penrith? I don't know if you saw their social media, but they put it after they did a fake try. They did a try celebration where they reached out and shaked each other's hands and looked each other in the eye. Let's celebrate like this. To all the people and say, yeah, take that. But, you know, like, it's a learning curve. They're young guys.
Yeah. It's entertainment too.
And if you look at the experience in their team, they're the least amount of games in the NRL.
Yes.
I was going to say this.
You know, there's not really anyone there going, listen, man, pull your head in or whatever.
You don't see teams this great, and yes, I acknowledge they haven't won anything, but just the win at will this young. No. So you think of the great sort of Melbourne Storm teams, and they're full of
Manly,
old players.
Yeah.
You know, Manly in the late 2000s, full of the Stewart brothers, full of old, you know, old experience. Yeah. This team, Isaiah, I think the oldest is not Kurt Capel. Well, he might be one of them. Matt Eisenhuth is 28. He's the oldest. The rest of them. Well. At 22, 23, 24.
And when you have a bond where you've come through the juniors together, in that program, you're around each other, you know each other so well. Like someone said the other day, oh, mate, what about they're walking with the boombox? I don't care. it's good to see something different rather than the same
old. But you know what, mate? You know what? It doesn't matter how they act. If they get the results, that's all that matters.
That's it.
Right? You can't stop a kid from being out there or listening to music before games or blasting his boombox or whatever, because if he comes out on the field like, just say, Jerome Luai does and goes and plays as well as he does, how do you say stop that?
Yep. Or Tua. Yeah. What's the name, Brian Tua? But also the other day, when Jerome was at home, his little fella came into the thing, and it was just so refreshing to see. And he just took over the interview on Channel 9 the other day.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice. I know, you know, people rush to, oh, they're nice blokes, you're misjudging.
Yeah.
Well, no, they are nice blokes. I get that. But they like hamming it up. They like,
it's just like
great.
Some players you play with are the nicest people ever. Then they cross the white line and their eyes roll in the back of their heads and they turned in, or Gordy's one.
Gordy's like that, mate, 100%.
But final thought on this.
Yeah.
Does it put a target in terms of other... It doesn't matter if fans are blowing up on Facebook and calling...
No, they're a bit...
Of course it does.
100%.
Mate, Canberra haven't forgotten that.
Oh, they won't forget it.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so but
it's going to make you stronger.
They got targets anyway. They're winning the comp.
Yep.
You know, when you're at the top, every team turns up for you.
Yeah.
But it's just giving them more motivation after seeing stuff like that.
What about the game of the season, Del? Round 11, Penrith versus South.
Yes.
Dubbo. Good for you, Dubbo.
Oh,
you get
2
p.m. Sunday.
That's so good. That's how footy should be played.
2 p.m. Sunday.
Oh, you think match 4 o'clock? You think of
four? That's anyway. Yeah.
Good, no, good. Well done.
But Dubbo, I'm happy for Dubbo.
Dubbo deserve it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a few weeks away. That's going to be something special. Brisbane Penrith coming up right after this.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.